Well, hello.
Hi there.
Cotton picking. Hello, I'm Don Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
And welcome to our videotape. Now, Rob Spiewak, our producer, Rob Gelman, is going to come introduce us now.
He's very talented, and this is his second take, and we're going to see if he gets it right this time. Okay, so hold on a second.
This is our radio studio. Now, we're going to hide underneath the board.
Don't get a shot of my bald spot, okay? And now, ladies and gentlemen, the two guys who put the word stereo back in stereotype, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi there.
Hello.
Here we are. Welcome to our videotape of which, as we are recording this, we don't have a title for yet.
But we will have a title by the time you're viewing this, and we know you're going to like it. As a matter of fact, if you don't like it, you see this razor right here? I will open a vein.
And if not his veins, perhaps the veins of Robert Spiewak.
Yeah.
In the next hour, you're going to see everything that happened during our taping of the Nude Olympics, which is what we called it at the time, in Ivor, Virginia.
This is the ultimate party tape. We think you're really going to enjoy it.
Now, I want to just take a second before we start the festivities. And we're going to be watching the tape right here in our Don and Mike studios.
That's
as
right.
We would watch any of the videotapes that we've had on the show before. We've had tapes of people having sex with animals and life's greatest adventures and the avalanches and earthquakes. We'll be watching it in the same format right here, putting our feet up, watching, commenting. Let's take a shot of these palatial studios, though, huh?
This is where it all happens each and every day. This is where the magic is made. This is where Don and Mike offer you quality radio 5 days a week. Yes, this is the hole that we call home.
It's a gulag, isn't it? It's a giant litter box is what it is. Now, on the wall behind us is the big wall of tapes that we always talk about, the thousands and thousands of tapes.
And right here in front of us is the little console. This is where Donnie works the magic with his hands every day.
Now, this is where we should insert the obligatory shot of my hands moving up and down on the slide pot, and then the needles going back and forth.
It's fascinating. It's stimulating. It's not certainly as stimulating as what you're going to see coming up, but we knew that you wanted to take a look at our studio and see what happens in here. And I know now you're probably very disappointed, but really, this tiny little room is where it all happens.
This is it. Now, these are some of our tapes, some of our tape cartridges that we put some of our bits on.
Do that again. Hold that up again.
These are some of our tapes.
I look like a Price is Right model, don't I?
You almost look like Vanna White.
Vanna White. I found out how to do that. I forgot who showed me how to do that. I was watching a TV show, and they say you bring it across like this, and then you go like that.
All right, well, here's the first tape we'll demonstrate with. I just want to play a couple of these. These are one of our famous fart tapes. And this is not the original fart tape, right, Rob? This is the fart two, which is why it says Mo Farts.
Mo Farts. This is, we like to think this is a better quality fart tape. Now, you didn't see that, but this man is so gifted, you could hardly see his body move when he pressed that button. Watch, he'll do it again. See?
Oh.
I bet he didn't catch that either. That's how gifted he is. He can hit those buttons with just the tips of his fingers and you won't see the rest of his body. Remember that one?
There's another one. Here's us with, see that, Hootie? Hootie and the Blowfish.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm normally not here standing next to Don in Don's way.
Oh, this is quite a dreamy way to do the show, isn't it?
We decided that we'd like to do the show like this every time.
Guys, I can be your friend? You'll be my
sure,
friend?
Sure, we'll be friends. Yeah.
All right. All right, that's Hootie.
Okay. Here's another good one. You know what? If we had to work side by side, you could actually load them into the machines like this.
Would you like it in machine number one?
Put it in number one, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
Put it in.
Here we go.
Oh, keep putting it in.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
All right.
Okay, but my wife professing her love for me. Oh, here you go. Here's a good one. Put this one in. These have been getting a workout recently.
What's up?
On the show?
You saw my picture of me and Jaja. The first thing you want to know if I'm getting it on with Jaja. I bet that kind of person, Don.
Yeah, Major Bill Smith. I'll put that one in.
All right.
We'll do one more.
Put it in. Here's another Major Bill tape.
Major Bill, how you feeling?
I'm very, very sick.
That sounds scrumptious.
I beg your pardon? Hello?
That sounds scrumptious.
I beg your pardon. Hello? Hello?
That sounds scrumptious.
I beg your pardon. Hello? Hello?
That sounds scrumptious.
I beg your pardon. Hello? Hello?
That sounds scrumptious.
I beg your pardon. Hello? Hello?
That sounds scrumptious.
I beg your pardon.
There you go.
Well, there you go. That's all the time we have, I think, for the behind-the-scenes intro of the show. and all the tapes and our crappy studios that we broadcast from.
For those of you that have never been in a radio studio, consider this a primer. This is the way it happens. This is the activity that goes on every day.
This is it. So now please sit back, get your bag of chips, get your beverage of choice, and get set to watch. Well, we're not calling it the Nude Olympics, but whatever name we come up with, get set to watch it in all of its splendor.
It's nonstop quality, and when you get done watching it, please try to respect us.
And God bless the United States of America. Here we go, Mike. Actually, not us. Here go all the folks on the bus.
Ah, yes, the happy campers making their way to Ivor, Virginia.
Now, look at how scenic this is. This is like something out of a fairy tale. Look at that big VIP bus.
Oh,
and there you go.
My God. Oh, and I guess they were having fun before they even got to the nudist park.
Welcome to Whitetail Park, Virginia's family nudist resort.
Oh, what a day they're having. And there's our charming host, Don.
Now, there's the guy who is the manager of the joint. There he is.
Yeah, he has a good time. Very comfortable with his nudity.
Now, as you can see, a lot of people are very into this. They got the license plates. It's okay to be nude.
Yeah, you don't have to figure that one out, do you?
They got the video. They got the buzz coming in. We're taking the video of the bumper stickers. Here come our people.
Lots of nudes already on that bus.
See, now we've made it through the front gate, and here comes...
Hello!
Here comes some of our contestants.
Here they are, getting ready for the day of fun. Oh, a lovely tattoo. There
you go. And the Breakfast of Champions, it's the Coors, and they've got the Marlboro cigarettes.
Oh, and they're gathering. They have no idea what's in store for them. Oh, hello! Oh, my goodness.
Bah, 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 boom. You like that special effect, huh?
Yeah, nothing but the finest special effects for our tape. And
now, who knows what this guy's saying? Maybe this guy's saying something like...
That sounds scrumptious.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's a nice establishing shot.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day in the woods of Virginia, as you can see.
Now, look how pretty all of this is. No, not this, for goodness sakes. Not all these guys and girls. But the background, it almost looks like that movie Meatballs with Bill Murray.
It was a scenic place, a wonderful day. And hey, who are these handsome guys? Look at those lovely dudes.
Look at these studs. Now, there's some of the people who gathered to watch who are wearing clothes. We got a shot here of Nick Joe.
Yeah, Nick Joe, dressed as our sumo wrestler.
Now, check this out. Is he picking his nose here? Wait a minute. Go up, pan up. There's a scar from his appendectomy. Now, picking his nose?
I don't know.
You be the judge, Mike.
I'm going with picking the left side of his face. I don't think he hit nostril.
Well, hello, gorgeous.
Yeah. Hey, there's the good-looking dude with the good-looking shades.
And notice I'm wearing a baseball hat, although I think we have some obligatory shots of my bald spot later in this tape.
That's wonderful. Hey, don't I look good? I look super cool.
You have your Vegas look there.
Yeah, it's the look I like for all nudes.
Now look at this guy. The guy immediately on our right, the older guy. Oh, we've already gone past him.
And these are simply nudes that are members of the audience, but later on they're going to be asked to join.
They came by, many of them, just to look, to see what's going on. Now, these two are married. You're going to be seeing a lot of these two.
There's our host once again.
There's the manager. And that's Rob Spiewak, who you saw in the introduction to the tape.
Rob's the one with clothes.
Wearing the baseball cap. Our contestants today are Mike and Rick and Jordan and Deegan and Ken and Harry and Faith. Oh, there we are again. And Scott and Gail and Dave and Carolyn and John and Sharon and Mike and Marianne. They are the contestants that we're going to be seeing. Now, unfortunately, this gal... did not play. No, she shakes her head no.
We were begging her to play. But
please,
she...
please, and then she's, oh no, don't take my picture.
Yeah, she didn't want to play, and we were very disappointed. There's Ernest Hemingway.
He's liking it a lot.
Oh, man. That's an interesting shot right there.
Now, I think that was our Bette Midler look-alike. Oh, who wants to see that?
Please refrain. We don't need that, sir.
Here's another nice establishing shot. And I love this. The guy's wearing the tennis shoes with the socks and nothing else.
There's a lovely shot right there. Yes, any age, any size, welcome to the nudist park.
And, of course, there's another shot of Don and Mike. Kick ace.
Yeah, we saw that on the bus earlier.
You're going to see lots of shots like this.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the next hour.
How many moons are there in that one shot? And now they're still waiting for their designated assignments.
We have six different events on today's Nude Olympics. Everything from the long jump to the 100-yard dash to the all-infamous, all-encompassing blueberry pie eat-off.
This is the stage where everybody was, I would best describe them as in a state of shock.
Now, you're going to be seeing more of certain contestants as we go along in the videotape.
Look at the uncomfortable looks on our faces there.
You're going to find the ones that are favorites. This guy was okay. This guy was one of the pretty normal guys. This guy wearing the lacrosse hat.
Yeah, he seemed to be comfortable with his own nudity, as you can see by that smile on his face.
And look at Rob. Look at Rob's body language here. That shot, I told the guys, I want lots of shots like of the Riddler on the
sure.
Batman TV show where the camera was off to that sideways angle.
That's why, and you're kind of dressed like Steven Spielberg today.
Now, that is Jordan.
Ah, Jordan, yes. Jordan was one of our more troublesome contestants.
The more she drinks, the more problems she brings up for us. You'll be seeing lots of the very classy Jordan on this tape. She's at her highlight. Take it from me, she's at her highlight during the swimming match when she flips us off later.
And, of course, another shot of us that you just saw. You know, we're pressed as far up against that fence as we possibly can.
Look, this is the guy who ended up with Jordan.
And he's got his towel on. He's very uncomfortable, very nervous.
See, that's why we're talking to the two of them now. Apparently, she like, sat with him on the bus on the way up or something.
There's the hug, yes. They seem to like each other. I hate to tell you that romance never really flourished.
He grew tired of her as the day went on, as we all did. Oh, well, there I am again.
Yeah, and can you see we're even getting more comfortable with the nudes? There's a psycho.
This guy loves bending over. This guy loves turning around and showing us his hairy Valentine.
He is another guy that is totally comfortable with his own nudity.
I don't know how many events we see this guy in. I think this is a guy who just came down just to be naked.
And there's something about those establishing shots. Oh, my.
There you go.
We don't need to see that, sir.
The guy we had just to roll around on the ground.
Yes, he would have walked over hot coals for the show. And we like that, as you can see.
We're amused with that. Oh, yes, my good man. Throw him a pencil. Take the pencil. No, take another pencil, I say. Take another pencil.
Wow. And there's our lovely, happy married couple.
Now, these two are going to be in plenty of events today.
As you can see by the body language here, the guy is okay with it. I think his wife just a little more shy. A little more uncomfortable.
There's more shots of us now. We have our bug repellent now.
And we were glued to those seats for the first segment of the program. There's Canon Grace on the left there, another one of the good guys from the Don and Mike show.
And the two in the middle, these guys, just let me tell you, they are my Tom and Roseanne lookalikes. And you will see a lot more of them during the Blueberry Pie Eat-Off.
Very nice people, and they ended up joining us, and they were members of the nudist park.
Now, there's another shot of us, uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're still a little ill at ease.
Yeah. Well, of course, Don and Mike, I like being naked. I'm standing here, just got a towel around my neck, but I got my wiener flapping around, and I got my ass cheeks for everybody to see. Yeah.
Yeah, nudity's cool. Thanks, guys.
All right, now we're going to meet this lady.
She will be featured later on prominently, am I correct about that?
In the long jump.
Sure.
Not only is she one of our favorite contestants in the long jump,
I just love participating in any kind of sports. Yes, I do.
She's also a big winner in the 100-yard dash.
And in fairness to that woman, she didn't talk anything like that. I just thought I'd pop that in there.
She was very nice.
Let's bring another contestant up. There he is.
Oh, this guy. Now, this guy was a little mild-mannered.
I know.
I think this is the guy who has Don and Mike kick-ass written on his butt. Right.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Wouldn't you like to take that highway?
And he goes to flex.
Oh, my God.
He goes to flex. You will find as we get into the tape, Mike, this guy becomes more modest as the day go on. As the day goes on, shot after shot, he starts draping that towel around his waist.
And doesn't Don and Mike begin to run a little bit? The Don and Mike lettering running down into where we do not speak.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us in third person.
No, I'm talking about that. That
and with poor grammar, doesn't Don and Mike begin to run?
Don't Don and Mike run?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we do. There she is.
And how about this, huh?
Now, the previous gal, I just referred to her as Miss Dark Hair, and this guy is like a California surfer dude.
As you can see, all shapes and sizes participated in the fabulous games.
And very, very at home with his nudity. There we are again.
We're getting a little more comfortable, but you can see on our faces not 100%, and there she is.
This is the Bette Midler lookalike, as she described herself. This gal... And when she had her Taco Bell, what is that, a a towel with her.
I think it's a Taco Bell. I think she may have worked at Taco Bell. Rob, of course, enjoying the interview fabulously.
You're going to see a lot more of her also. She was a very outgoing and very unafraid to tackle any subject. Oh,
Don, this guy would win the award as far as I'm concerned.
No!
Oh, my God. Of the guy that scared, he scared me the most. There was something about him that I just wanted to be far away from him.
Look at this. Taking off the towel like he's doing us some big favor.
Yeah.
Here you go, fellas.
Wanted to shake hands, a lot of touching, and there's another one of our fabulous contestants.
Now, I don't know who she's hooked up with. I don't know if she's got a boyfriend there. I think she might be another one of the married couples.
Well, whoever she's hooked up with, Don, the name of that guy is Lucky.
And here's now Rob Spiewak as we get set for the first event. Oh, this is the woman who works at the front gate. She
made us pie or cake or something, right?
She made us cookies. She also works in the concession stand at the Whitetail Nudist Resort.
Who wouldn't want to buy a piece of pie from this lovely woman? Huh?
I ate her pie. I did.
I know you did. You had a big piece of pie.
It was good pie.
Thanks, honey.
She goes, come see me at the concession stand.
Take care. Yes, it's Whitetail Park in beautiful Ivor, Virginia.
Now, isn't the place exactly as we had described it? And this is going to be our transition shot today. Us on our golf cart driving away from the people driving to the next event.
Because of the speed factor and you weren't able to go over 5 miles per hour, I felt very comfortable with you in that golf cart as we explored. This is one of our many trips when we were exploring.
Yeah. Here we come. Here we come around the corner. Look how expertly I'm driving while broadcasting. And you very comfortable in my presence driving.
You can tell. Normally, I would have my white-knuckled death grip on some item in the car. But this is a golf cart. I can handle that. Our chief engineer, Dan Ryson. And let the games begin.
I got a basketball, Jones. Got a basketball, Jones.
Nothing like that footwear that's designed for athletic competition. I see some sneakers, but some sandals and a lot of naked people, Bob.
Now, this ended up not being a one-on-one or a two-on-two or a three-on-three. This ended up being...
There's a great angle.
This ended up being just one of those events like they have at the NBA All-Star Game where you give the person a ball and you say, make as many... Oh, there she is again enjoying the show. Make as many three-point shots as you can. Make as many free throws as you can. Make as many baskets as you can in 30 seconds.
Now that, Cecil B. DeMille, that is a heck of a shot you just had. There's the guy with the writing on his back. And I'd like to point out in beautiful Ivor that the basketball court is also a tennis court.
And look, right down the road there, you're going to see the big sand pit where we ended up having the long jump at.
And I'll tell you something. I think Rob Spiewak can really wear a pair of shorts. But here we are. We're getting ready to do play-by-play for the basketball free throw now.
Meanwhile, I am so flipped out with my appearance. It's like 100 degrees, and I'm wearing a turtleneck and a black sweater.
This is actually the guy competing. He's competing, trying to get as many baskets as he can. And just keep your eye on the ball.
He's got one. This is the guy. This guy only has one testicle.
Oh, my.
Do you remember? He proudly told us that and showed... And there's Cannon Gray's doing some expert rebounding.
And as you share that with me, I'm going back to the day now. And there's our
lovely, Midler lookalike,
our Taco Bell lady.
And I know you guys will want to be watching this action. And boing boing, boing boing.
She was very skilled at all athletic endeavors that way.
Notice when it was the guy who has one ball.
Yes.
That all of the shots were of him, and then you'd follow the basketball. With her,
yes.
We stayed exclusively on her when she was shooting. Oh, now here's our surfer guy.
Now, this guy, I would figure, and I'm very flattered to be in the same shot with this guy. I'll tell you that right now. Very exciting.
This guy looks like he should talk like this, Mod, but he had like a rednecky accent.
This was this is one of our initial competitions here, and everybody was very into it.
This is the guy who was the boyfriend to Jordan.
Yes.
On the bus on the way up.
Not for long, though. And he didn't do real well in the basketball shoot, but...
He's one of those guys giving the soul brother handshake.
I'm going to try the baskets now.
Now, once again, she doesn't talk like this, but I will be giving you those voices for her.
I just want to make as many as I possibly can.
She was good.
Yes, she was.
She did real good.
Actually, we brought in a professional NBA player to make those baskets. We cut away for those shots.
There's the guy. Now this guy right here,
yep.
He said the celebrity he most resembled was Hugh Grant. Now, this is where I got bored with it, so I just went the fast forward.
Yeah, we're just sitting here in the living room watching this and enjoying it.
So all of the rest of this, you know, as we were screening this and editing this down, this becomes rather tedious and
sure.
monotonous with people just making baskets over and over again. So if you really want to see this, you're going to have to go back and slow the tape down.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all just special effect. Boom, basket, 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 basket. Shooting, shooting, basket, 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 shooting. And now we're off to the next event.
Now, you were in the editing room when you were pressing that button and got us through that basketball toss, which to me was... Now, where have I gone? Am I in the little boys' room now?
I believe I'm looking for you.
I'm exploring. I'm in one of the many cabins down at the Whitetail Park.
This is where I really couldn't find you.
This
was a couple of seconds before we were going to go on the air, and Dan Ryson and I were driving around looking for you. Oh, shake it, Rob.
Maybe I'm in back of those people.
I said, shake it, Rob. Rob gets some timely applause for his shaking. Oh, boy.
You know, there's certain moments on this tape where I feel you and I should be almost like good sportscasters, where we simply let the videotape do the talking.
It's time now for the hammer toss.
All right, this is one of our favorite events.
Here we go. And they're really going to throw real hammers.
As you can see, all of the athletes were well-conditioned for this.
I hope she doesn't hit one of those trailers off to the left.
Hope she doesn't hit herself on the backswing.
All right, my dear. Give it a good whack. And back she goes.
Here we go.
All right, more last-minute instructions. Enough with the instructions. And wind it up. Oh!
Oh, you could have done better than that, huh, Dave?
Oh, well, she had a good time with it.
And there you see some of our cameramen. There were cameras everywhere. Just so you could enjoy moments like this. Hey, there he is. Hi, Captain.
Here's the guy with the Jackie Stewart hat. This is the Tom Arnold lookalike. Oh, and quite the athletic job. There's Scotty the Dwarf in the background. You're going to see more of Scott the Dwarf on this tape also.
You'll notice on the hammer throw, we had all of our contestants standing right over the septic tank. Ready? Here we go. Whoa!
Now, he had a good toss.
Very gifted. Yeah, that is quite a hairy Valentine.
And there, the crowd was some polite applause. Which one of our beauties will wind it up and let it go?
Yes, as you can see, sportsmanship abounded where it wasn't necessarily winning. It was simply the spirit of competition.
I just throw, she says.
I'm glad she didn't take more of a bow than that.
Oh, man. And those two are not sisters, incidentally. We had some people ask them. All right, toss it. She had good form.
You'll notice that we're not going to...
Good form throwing the hammer.
We're not going to name this tape Hard Bodies 2.
Now, this was a guy who was...
I'm not sure I want to see this.
Just had his beer mug in the right spot. For whatever reason, our camera guy is totally focused. Yeah, you almost see. Oh, there's beer and boobs.
Oh, my. Yeah, we thought we'd give you a few close-ups.
So who says we don't give you what you want on this tape, huh? Now we're pulling up to the next event. And we loved driving around in golf carts.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I only wish we could get one here at the station that we could drive down the hall.
Yes, another simply bodies without heads.
Oh, it's time for the horseshoe toss.
This is our smoker, I believe, that's here in the foreground. She later on would have a little trouble with the swimming competition.
And she's also one of our most gifted participants in the long jump.
She was one of the last-minute entries.
Ah, and she look at how serious she takes it. This is so cute. Look at her. What a competitor she is. Giving a little body English there.
Very frustrated. Not able to get a ringer.
Did you catch the shot of the guy who was bending over to pick up the horseshoe?
Sometimes the camera catches more than we want it to catch.
All right, now here's another guy. The sandals guy.
A lot of sandals out in Ivor that day.
And once again, I ask you to look at the scenic background. Mike and I, during one of the breaks, actually took a golf cart and, like, drove around the residential area to all of these little towny houses.
Man, if you could see, the guy with the cowboy hat was one of my favorites.
Oh, now, here's a guy that we called Richard Petty.
He's trying, and is it a ringer?
No! Right, so close.
I'm going to try again. I'm going to try. This is very, very heated competition here. Rob Spiewak in the background, riveted.
Oh! Oh, no. So close.
And look once again at the good sportsmanship. All the contestants clapping.
Oh, who wants to see that, huh?
Man. Nick Joe in the background there.
And this is simply our dark-haired lass. I don't remember her name, but she was a good participant, and you're going to see her in lots of events.
And ladies and gentlemen, if we forget the names, remember, we're trying to block all of this out.
We can just remember the body parts. I remember most people by their aces.
Ace.
All right, now here's one of the guys who was a regular at this park. He was like one of the guys who lived in one of these little towny shacks back here.
All right.
He got a ponytail, I think.
Blackstone the Magician. Yeah. Blackstone as you've never seen him before.
Watch him make the horseshoes disappear.
Anyway, when our favorite female contestant comes up, the one whose voice you've been doing?
Yes, of course.
We do the action where she throws the horseshoe. And watch this now. Okay, she threw it out. Now, throw another one.
I'm trying as hard as I can.
Now, I got a special effect coming here. Watch incredible special effect. She's going to throw it. She's gonna catch it.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna throw it.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna catch it.
We thought you'd enjoy that.
She's gonna throw it. Now, it's down.
Oh, she was one of our...
Oh, here it comes again.
One of our best.
She's coming back. And she throws it. Do we go back one more time? Hold on. Let's throw it. Oh. A nice job by all.
And there's the lady with the cigarette, a little cough.
And here she is.
Yeah.
Oh!
That body English. Lots of body English that day.
And here she goes. She's new to the park, going to cover up. Oh, my goodness, so shy.
Everybody's looking at me.
Now, we're just trying to make it out of this event and make it to the next one.
You're interviewing some of the bystanders, the fully clothed bystanders, as we make it to the next event.
And here we go, Mike.
a little jerky start there. There we are. And this, incidentally, is how we plan on doing the show like 40 years from now. We'll be in these carts all the time.
What a crazy shot that is.
We love that golf cart.
Now, here's a beginning prelude to the 100-yard dash.
I'd like to compliment our camera operators. They got some really, really exciting shots here.
Now, here come the ladies. Same event. And you're going to see all of this in slow motion also. So just chill everybody at home, and we'll slow it down for you. Now, look at this. Look at Jordan. Look at her face here. Try to look at her face, not at her body. Look at her.
She's focused. And
she's your winner.
There was even a battle for second place there, and of course... Here come the two gifted natural athletes following up. Very exciting.
Talking to Nick Joe for some reason. Now, there's hugs and good sportsmanship again. Now, at this point, Jordan wants this guy to be her boyfriend.
Yes, they're still close. You're interviewing Jordan, who we are captivated with her winning attitude.
There she is. And there's our Bette Midler lookalike. This gal is not at all ashamed of being naked.
You'll notice now everybody's beginning to work up a bit of a sweat.
There's the dark-haired gal.
The 100-yard dash was something very special. We really enjoyed that. Everybody got into that one.
Well, you're going to see it again now. Don't we have the slow motion coming up on that? Oh, there's another obligatory shot of somebody's butt. Jordan enjoying like her seventh beer of the hour.
And here are the guys.
Mike, here's your slow motion replay of the guys. And now the same effect with our trifecta of lovely ladies. Right. And here they go in slow motion with the Chariots of Fire music in the background.
Run, Forrest! Run!
And again, look at the determination on the face of Jordan, who is doing this shoeless.
Yeah, that's, lots of different footwear in the 100-yard dash.
And she, the gal on the left has, like, gone on pumps.
It's incredible. We had sandals, we had sneakers, and we had the shoeless Joe Jackson look.
And there's you and me again.
Yeah, Blackstone in the right-hand corner. And I'm beginning to get a little focused on Blackstone there.
And now you're going to see one of the many establishing shots again as we move to the next event.
How'd you like to see this on your way into the subway in the morning?
And look, how about the guy with the leg brace? The big serious athlete with the leg brace. And now here come the other two serious athletes.
Dan giving us a little push there.
Oh, there's that blonde again who wouldn't play the game.
No, we begged. We begged and pleaded, but she was having none of it.
We come around the corner.
Yeah.
You see the shot of the guy and their thing? The guys and their things?
A liberal mix of fully clothed and nudes.
Now that's like a scenic shot, isn't it? Like something you see in a postcard. It's time for the long jump.
This is my favorite competition right here.
Now check out the two camera action. Whoa!
Yeah.
There he is, around a gifted athlete, the guy who's the boyfriend of Jordan.
And Nick Joe taking the measurement.
Who wants to see that? Now, watch this gal very carefully.
She's into it. She's into the competition.
Now, watch. I believe the first one here, she doesn't know what to do. She's going to try. She's never tried a long jump before. And...
Oh, dear.
We should be, at this point, the camera should be staying on Nick Joe, timing how far she went. However, she's still wiping herself.
Well, Don, when that sand gets in there, you know, it can be a pretty close shave.
And look at, that is the mark that her private parts left.
Yes, and there's our loving couple again.
Look at them like, oh,
do you believe that?
Yeah, who does believe that? Here comes Richard Petty.
Now, this is that gal's husband.
Yeah, he's, I think, I don't remember, he had a little trouble with the long jump.
And
oh, God. Yahoo!
he didn't quite understand.
I'm good at driving race cars, but I'm not sure I knew how to long jump. And we gave him a couple of chances. But
yeah, we gave all of our contestants who couldn't grasp the long jump more than one chance.
Sand was everywhere, Don.
Now here you go.
This is special. We're going to let the videotape do the talking here. Some of the ladies had trouble.
But wait.
Oh, my
like
God.
A pot of chili that's boiling on the stove?
Watch out.
Wow. There's the guy with the dynamite kick-ass who's starting to cover himself up. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice, and there's a big thumbs up from Mike O'Mara.
As you can tell, we truly enjoyed the long jump.
Now, here's Scott the Dwarf.
Yeah, there's Scotty. All right, good to finally see him on the video thing.
This is almost like from the Mel Gibson movie where he's the guy, Mad Max.
Yeah, Mad Max. Well, this whole day was like Mad Max.
With Scott the Dwarf running around with his little arms up in the air announcing that we were on site. Now, here's the false start.
Yeah, unfortunately, and some of the people couldn't hear that it was a false start. At this point, we're trying to get them to stop.
Because, as always, we were very unorganized with every event. Look at the beautiful pool that they got here. This was like a real swimming thing.
Yeah, we never got a chance to get into the pool, and they had a sign up there that said, you can't go in the pool if you have any open sores.
Now, there's Jordan. This is why Jordan gets so mad at us. Jordan has, like, she's never had as much athletic type stress in her life. She swam all the way down and all the way back. And, oh, this guy's going for his third lap before somebody says, hey,
well,
slow down.
What do you mean? It was a false start. I finished the race. What's wrong with you?
So, now, Jordan is very mad because she's exerted more energy than she ever has.
But it was a false start, and we play by the rules. As disorganized as we are, we play by the rules.
So we put them all back in the pool, and we had them start all over again.
Now, I see that our blonde lady who was in the long jump had a little problem breathing at this point with all that cigarette smoke.
And here's your start, and go!
They're off.
And they're off.
Yes, the aquatic portion of the games.
There's Jordan again. Now, see, she left her best effort during the false start.
No need to put that face in the pool, Jordan.
Now, there's the guy. Now, you would think that this guy right here on the bottom of our screen is going to be the winner. The guy with the goggles.
Great technique.
But look at the guy next to him. Look at the guy in the right-hand lane.
A very smooth swimming stroke.
And now, how about all these wide world of sports shots that we're giving you? All these different cutaways?
I think I'd like to see all of the games, all of aquatic competition like this.
See, there's your winner right there.
Yeah, very smooth.
And the guy with the goggles came in second place. That's your winner.
Not even winded.
Now, you're going to get some people up here ready to cough up a lung.
Yeah, it was this competition a little too strenuous for some of our participants.
There's our third place finisher. Now, we're still waiting for the first woman to finish.
And Rob A. looks good by a pool, doesn't he?
And there she is, our Bette Midler lookalike. She was the winner of the swimming competition. There's Jordan. Now, look at how mad she is.
Very angry, very tired.
I think she's going to flip us off here in a moment. This guy just walking in the last couple of lengths.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Barely made it. There's Jordan. Okay, get out of my face.
Oh, not happy at all.
There she goes, back to her boyfriend.
Yeah, her temporary boyfriend.
Here we are. I'm trying to power the car like Fred Flintstone here, with my feet.
You can break an ankle that way, you know.
Well, I'm a daredevil, Mike. Even on a golf cart, I'm a daredevil. Now, do you know what comes next? Now we're up to the final event already.
Would this be the blueberry pie eat?
This would be the big enchilada, so to speak.
Let me pull my chair up a little closer to the TV now.
As you look at the stage with one, two, three, four, five picnic-style tables.
Our blueberry muffins, our blueberry pies being laid out very nicely by Nick Joe in his sumo outfit.
And we want to thank Hostess. I'll give them a plug here. Hostess for supplying all of the blueberry pies. Now, look, we've got some good sportsmanship before this. Maybe some homo action there. We got some good sportsmanship abounding.
They seem to be very close friends.
And now, if I'm in a blueberry pie eat-off,
yeah,
I think the last thing I'm looking to drink is like a Miller Lite or a Coors Light.
Now, it doesn't go together. You want yourself a nice glass of milk.
But there's Jordan again. Now, see, there she is, Bette Midler. It's the Breakfast of Champions. She's drinking a Coors Light.
Yeah.
The other guy's got his Miller Lite. That's what they were all. We said, do you want water? Do you want juice? No, we want beer.
No, we drink beer with our pie. There's a lovely shot. All our contestants lined up in a row.
And I think you would ask, and there was your answer, that the guy who had the stuff written on his backside, it was starting to run towards the end of the day.
Oh, I tell you, all the competition. And some people, of course, sitting side saddle. One guy with the towel there. He was the scary guy anyway.
And they're off!
Look at this eating. This, of course, the culminating event in our games.
Now look at Harry Blackstone. He looks like he might be our early winner, but next to him, it's my Tom Arnold guy. Look at this guy in the middle of the screen. Look at this guy plow it in. But don't discount Richard Petty.
Richard Petty doing pretty well, but this guy,
look,
already
this guy.
You can tell that he's dusting the competition.
This is enough to make you puke. Now wait a minute. Here's where this guy and his wife start to really get in.
Food fight!
Like, anybody see that picture of Tom and Roseanne where they, like, rub mud all over themselves?
I will tell you, these two kids, crazy in love with each other, and they had a great time during the blueberry pie eat.
Now, look at some of these people who are just eating like they're finishing their dinner. And then there's some like Bette Midler. She's pounding it down. Jordan, looking rather disgusted. Now, watch Richard Petty.
Uh-oh.
Look at this action.
He's going to be suffering a little oxygen deprivation here in a second.
Take a look at him. Now, this guy, stubbly guy down on the right, he's just eating like nothing. Then you got the dark-haired girl next to him, and then you got Richard Petty.
Some of the ladies really weren't participating at all. They were just taking little nibbles, but this guy, Richard Petty,
look at him go.
My God.
Look at him go. And he's naked. He's naked, ladies.
And incidentally, if you're planning on enjoying a holiday meal a little later on, I hope you're enjoying this steak.
Now, we can't decide who to stay with here, because this Richard Petty guy is going crazy.
See our microphones. We are just fascinated with this eating ability. He's on to his next pie.
But the Tom Arnold guy, he's also eating. Look at him now. Here you.
These are the married people here, and they're enjoying themselves as we rapidly go down the line.
Back down to the left. Here's our female leader, the Bette Midler. She also won the swimming. There's Jordan. Now, Jordan, very hungover. Leave me alone.
Hey, go away. Now, so you see the sportsmanship abounds at the picnic table.
The dark-haired girl has become more of a cheerleader than a participant.
We're about to call the paramedics for Richard Petty.
He looks like he's about to boot here.
Oh, man.
We got to stay with Richard Petty. Just go down. There's a good reaction shot.
Oh, my.
Look at him. Look at his fingers. Oh, yeah. Now, dive into the next one, Richard.
Who needs a knife and fork?
Meanwhile, these two...
our married couple.
Look at these two, the Tom and Roseanne.
We're trying not to get sick.
Now, there's the guy who wore the sandals during the horseshoe toss. He's out of the competition. This guy's just loving his beer, okay? The guy with one testicle?
She's enjoying her pie more than anybody else.
Now, this guy was about ready to throw up. We were not able to get that on videotape. Meanwhile, Tom and Roseanne, these guys have not even started to put the food all over themselves like they're going to.
He's eating the pies in a very unique way, not even bothering to open them, just squeezing the pie out. Meanwhile, the three amigos... there they are.
These three guys, like, they're just at a picnic. All right, now there's Jordan.
The Andrews sisters over here.
There's Jordan and there's Bette Midler.
Enjoying themselves.
The guy on the far right was a guy, Mike. It was two girls and a guy.
I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Now, here's Richard Petty again. Look at this.
Slowing down just a little bit at this stage of the competition.
No, he stays with it. He stays there. No, he's wolfing that thing down. Look at his wife. His wife encouraging.
What do you mean wolfing down? His airway is blocked, Don.
Eat faster, honey. Eat faster, honey.
If you eat this, I'll give you an entire... carton of cigarettes.
Look at that. I heard that. Yeah, buddy. Hey, I'm kind of disgusted by this, but nonetheless, there you go. She goes, eat faster.
Wow.
But the competition is not over yet.
Now, looking at this, you would think that he was going to be the winner.
Oh, man. Look at, there's Harry Blackstone, very, very mannerly. And now look at this.
Meanwhile, back to Lou Costello.
Here we go.
Yeah! There's your winner! Yes!
Bravo!
Oh, yeah!
champion!
Oh, God.
He is the champion!
He is the champion!
Yes, he eats somebody else's pie, rubs it into his wife's chest.
Oh, yes, a fine afternoon in Virginia. Yeah, we are, so we couldn't be more proud of you, sir.
Look at that.
Hey, throw it over your shoulder. Pull the leavings out of your mouth and throw it over your shoulder.
Just coughed up a bit of a hairball.
And look at how happy she is with him.
Sure.
That's a loving couple.
He's her man.
Those two were crazy in love.
Now, there's Richard Petty. Make a nice little pile of her, Richard.
That's great. Save it. Wrap it up in foil and take it home.
Almost like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters. That guy was going to make something like there. Now, Harry Blackstone's got some on his forehead.
Blackstone finishing his magic show right now. Tasty food.
And I just like to point out, this table's not the cleanest to begin with, all right? We hosed them down before the competition, but...
The good news was, Don, during the entire competition, no slivers. Nobody got any splinters at all.
Now, there's another shot of everybody's Harry Valentine.
You can see all our contestants very happy at this stage, especially the one that was going to throw up.
Oh, God, look at it. Look at that. Look at those hands.
That's a lot of pie.
That guy ate 27 blueberry pies, and he was not the winner.
Yeah, and he had a nice trip back.
The Tom Arnold guy was the winner. Oh, there.
That's a tractor right there.
Kiss me. Kiss me, darling. Yeah. How are you? What time's the race?
Oh, he's got to spit some out.
Salute.
Now, there we are with Nick Joe. Now, we're going to pick the female winner. I believe the Bette Midler lady, yes. She's still going. God bless her.
She loved her pie, Don, and she was giving some things a rest here, as you can see.
And there she is. Look at her go out.
She's enjoying that pie.
That's a dedicated athlete, Mike.
She really tried hard.
And a swig of her Coors Light.
We recommend whenever you're in a pie eating contest, wash it down with beer.
Now there is Harry Blackstone giving his wife. There's the gag reflex you wanted. You got it. And again. Eat it, you pig. Eat it.
Oh my God. Oh, man.
Now there's Jordan trying to do the same to our Bette Midler lookalike.
Yes, towards the end it got a little out of hand. No bloody noses, though. We were happy about that. Hey, she goes right on to her next pie.
Going to give her a beer shower? May I pour some beer on you?
Hey, sure, that's sure. Not ladylike. Hi, girls.
Hi, ladies.
A classy girl.
Oh, now she's still going. Look at her. God bless her, still opening up her hostess pies.
Doing a fine job. Our other married couple there, she seemed to enjoy the blueberry pie.
Now look how neat and orderly she was.
Mm-hmm.
You get down here, our lady who was in the long jump.
After her husband practically took her head off, feeding her a pie.
I think she was the winner. You know, I don't remember. I guess so.
It was great. They were all winners to me, Don. Man, this lady's gasping for oxygen here.
He shoved the last two in her mouth.
Oh, yeah. A little cough there. Hack it up. Hack it up, darling.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And here we go. You want the slow motion on that, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, watch. Here you go. Second. Eat it now.
Oh.
I said eat it.
Oh,
eat all of it. Eat it.
Yeah, we went to the well with this. We gave you the special effects that we know you would want.
Yeah.
Slow motion of him shoving it in her. There it's all coming back.
Down. Oh, my God.
All coming back out. Up, there it goes back in again. In, out.
She knows that if she leaves it out, it will be a major disqualification.
Have another one, honey.
Have another one. Oh, yeah, there you go. Now watch this action here. Yeah. And the guy on the right's saying, yes, that's right. Shove it in faster.
Don't even bother to take the
faster, I say.
The wrapper off. There they all are.
The event is over, and now here's Nick Joe throwing pies to the rest of the crowd.
Yes, we're distributing the rest of our pies, and all our contestants are very happy.
Like anybody could eat after watching that.
Well, the people that were staring at that competition were chowing down on some pies, too.
Go wash off now, honey.
Hope you're well fed.
Now they're going to this brown building in the background, which was the big sauna / shower house.
So, a lovely building.
So they all went to get cleaned up. Now there's Bette Midler. She's very excited.
Yes.
She was one of the finalists there. Now everybody's scoop up your pie.
Some of the contestants taking pies home because after that they certainly want to eat more pie.
Now at this time we wanted the shot of when the pies went up in the air. We wanted the Mary Tyler Moore music.
But we couldn't get the
That's our host right there.
We couldn't get the trademark to do it. You know, when all the pies go up in the air and it goes, "You might just make it after all." Welcome to the first annual Don and Mike Nude Olympics. Look at that beautiful cake. Nice cake.
It was very nice that they were able to leave a cake for us there.
Now there's Rob going to have the very first piece of the cake. That's a good guy.
If you didn't get tired of eating, there's our producer. Yeah, that's good pie.
That's Buzz, everybody. That's Buzz in the background.
You know, after this lovely day, they were nice enough to make us a beautiful cake, and we appreciate it.
Now, here comes Nick Joe, our number one intern, the guy who was on the Letterman show.
There's Buzz again in the background.
There's Nick Joe looking for his applause. Now, Nick Joe, dig your face right in. Have a piece.
There you go.
Now, who was feeling left out? Scott the Dwarf.
Scott the Dwarf. Not a lot of video time for Scott the Dwarf.
Scott the Dwarf says, "Guys, I'm here. I want to be part of the show."
Yes, he wants to perform. You know, he's dying to perform. And
watch that. Look at him go for it. Now, do a little cartwheel, Scotty. How about a Scotty cartwheel as a way of saying adios and good luck? And there he goes. He's now working in Branson, Missouri.
You can tell that he is a natural showman.
The point.
Showbiz point. I miss Scott, and we're going to have Scott back on the show real soon.
He really, I swear to God, is in Branson, Missouri. There's Harry Blackstone.
Yes,
again.
I perform my magic tricks, fellows, and I want to thank you for a great day. Ooh.
Now, here are your winners, okay? These are the ones we ran this on a different scale of point systems.
You want to know what kind of athlete wins this competition? Well, we just showed you.
Now here's another one of our female winners. Now she was wonderful.
It was a pleasure, Don and Mike.
We had the two female winners and two male winners.
It was a great day in the woods of Virginia. And there's Bette Midler.
Look at her. She was happy all day long.
She loved the day. She really did. Enjoyed it from start to finish.
Doing her little butt dance there. I think do we meet our guy winners yet, or is that? Or
I
is
think
that
Blackstone
it?
Was one of our guy winners.
There we are, goosing the crowd. There's Rob, you know, trying to get some enthusiasm out of these people who have been on a bus for 6 hours and have been working all day playing these naked games.
All the participants are very happy at the end of the day.
Eating pie, getting drunk. These guys are loving it. Yeah, they get to see some naked chicks and have some beer.
They just drove up and they let them in the park fully clothed.
And the people at Whitetail were great sports.
Nope, the guy with the cowboy hat. I wish we could have gotten a close-up. There we are saying so long, everybody.
And we liked that golf cart so much, we took it home.
Yeah, we drove home all the way. It was about a four-hour drive, and it ended up being 3 days with the golf cart.
Just wait. We're going to keep going. This is our fade-out shot. The show's about over.
See you later.
Bye now.
They're trying to follow us, but we're not allowing them to.
All right, everybody. Get back on the bus now. All right, bye-bye.
See you later.
We'll see you next year. Our thanks to all of our contestants. That's Mike and Rick and Jordan and Deegan and Ken and Harry and Faith and Kathy and Sean and Scott and Gail and Dave and Carol and John, Sharon, Mike and Mary Ann. Whoa.
As you can tell, Don, everybody is smiling after a day of fun.
The end. As we go to a shot of... Well, there you go. Well, now this could be the closing shot. The end.
Two more smiles.
We've got a lot of this.
Hey, well, it's the establishing fade out.
And see the sun setting. Everybody's going back home now.
Yeah,
go to your cars.
Police tape up here. Nothing to see here. No more action.
Clear the area, please.
I want that hat.
Clear the area. Keep that towel on, sir.
You know, even though he sweated quite a bit, he actually kept that little Don and Mike sign on the back of his butt.
It's your one last shot. All right, go get on the bus.
Of course,
go back home now.
A day of fine athletic competition comes to an end.
Everybody parted friends.
Yes. There were no fistfights.
Somebody's riding his bike home?
Oh, fine.
Naked guy riding the bike. Oh, there's that blonde who wouldn't play the game. And there's the bus rider. And good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
There's a close-up for you.